Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Hi, I was online and I had wanted to get a special that they had, and I ended up buying your fast treat and entered a sweepstakes that I didn't want. And now I'm gonna now I got charged a $60 at checkout, and then you wanna charge me another $60 a month. I don't want this.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
Pardon?
What's your zip code?
33584.
All right, what's your first and last name?
And Klusmeyer.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
513 Coco Plum Drive, Florida, 33584. Yeah, it was like, get this drill kit for just pay the shipping charge. And next thing I know, I bought this.
All right, let me see what happened. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see here where you tried to win a DeWalt drill through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so it looks like what happened, you have to read, before you submit your order, you have to read the terms and conditions. It tells you that they automatically enroll you into the FeastTreat Meal Planning app subscription, and it's $49.97. So that means if you don't want to be enrolled in that, you do not put your information in to sign up.
Well, yeah, that's all the way down on the bottom of the thing. Well, they could tell you that before you even start this process.
I mean, yeah, you can read that before you put your payment method in.
No, it's not posted in the beginning of the thing. You have to go through all the applications first, and then you get to look at the acceptance and subscription rules and regulations. So after the credit card number is in and all the information is stored, then you click
no.
pay now, and you pay now, and then you get the
no. The information is on there before you put your payment method in. I have customers read it when they call in.
Anyway, I do not want it.
All right. So yeah. So basically, the app just focuses on how to cut sugars and carb cravings. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, I don't want any of it.
All right. Yes. Give me 1 second, and I'll get this canceled out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just 1 second.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just wondering if I still had you.
Oh, I'm right here.
Okay. Well, it was dark and gloomy in there, you know.
Look, I'm not going anywhere. I wish I was going somewhere, but I'm not.
I hear you. You've got quite the job.
Ooh,
listening to people.
Tell me about it.
People People all the time. You're railroading me into this.
God, you have no idea.
I have an idea. I was one of you guys at one time, and I lasted a week. I couldn't take it.
He said I lasted a week.
Yeah.
You just thought you couldn't do it, huh?
No, I just oh my God, you almost. I'm being nice about it. I understand. All right, I made a mistake. I didn't realize that I had to read this whole thing all the way through. Usually on something like that, you don't have to. They send you the stuff without any problem. But I got beat up in this one.
Oh yeah, I definitely understand.
I think it was last month they got me for what the heck was it? Oh, people search.
Oh, I think I've heard of that too.
And you know, you pay $1, and you get to use a thing for like a week.
Uh huh.
Well, they have a partner. They have a partner in crime. There's two of them from New York, and they both blasted me for $30 a month to keep the thing. And I said, no, I don't want it. So they canceled. Matt had them cancel it.
I know, that's right.
And I was curious because I hadn't seen somebody for a long time. I wondered what happened to him.
Okay.
I'm kicking somewhere up in the mountains of New York, you know, so I figured, oh boy, $1? Okay, I'll spend $1. They didn't tell you that you're going to sign up for the rest of your life.
You said the rest of your life.
Yeah, like I don't need it. I only need it one time. You know, that's what I told you. She was nice about it. She said, okay, I'll cancel you right out. I said, thank you very much. And I said the same thing you did. Oh, you don't want to keep it, but for $10 a month? No, thank you. I don't do this for a living. All I wanted to do was find it one time, and that was it.
I know. Good Lord. Huh? You ain't going to be searching forever.
But anyway, once I get rid of this, I'll be fine. Wow, you're going through a lot of changes trying to get rid of this.
I know. The internet, I know it can be something sometimes.
Oh, you don't have a fast one. I got one. I got a right now computer. But if you got a corporate computer, well, that's the way it goes. They get the slowest possible computer in the world to do that. It all depends on what system you're using. Are you using Windows 10 or are you using XP or Windows 7 or have they ever updated your computer system yet?
You're right. You're definitely right.
I know the DMV is still working on XP.
Are you serious?
Nuh-uh. And so is the I went for my carry permit. And the feds are using XP also.
Good
they
Lord.
They haven't upgraded. Yeah, well, you know, they have their own nerd squad, you know, that come in and do all their corporate computer work. So I guess they have to be protected from beyond space, you know. I mean, they can't have anybody hack into that play that stuff. So they got some pretty smart people that work on it. So, you know, hey, XP, I still have an old computer with XP on it, and it bombed out on me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's too bad. I'm on a laptop now, and the laptops they make now
They're not about nothing. No.
I mean, the screen's separating now. I mean, come on. And it's an HP, and it's a Hewlett Packard, too. I'm surprised. But it still works.
I mean, I thought they were pretty good computers, though.
They are. They are very good. And the one I have here is extremely fast.
Is it?
And I paid $300 for it. I couldn't believe it. I got it at a Walmart.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked that it's going fast.
And it's a 15.5-inch one. It's you know, a decent size one.
Oh. Well, that's pretty good for a $300 computer, and it's moving fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's lasted me like 4 years already. I had to replace the battery on it. This is the second battery I'm on.
Well, that's a way. It looks like you got you a good one then, huh?
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, just let me know you want to write down your cancellation number.
Okay. Let me put you down here. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. Your number is going to be 920.
920.
663.
66 who?
663.
663.
338. 338. That is correct.
Now, is there any way I could get that refunded, or is that lost in the sauce?
No. Whenever you sign up, yeah, that's what you're authorizing, so they automatically bill that to your account.
Okay. Well. And how much was it billed? Was it $59 or $49?
No, it was $49.97.
No, because they have a one-time charge of $59.97 here, so it's $49.
No, yeah, it's $49.97. Yeah, it's not $59.
I'll just put $50.
Yes, sir.
Now, whom is the company that's going to be charging me for this?
I'm not sure. It doesn't show us that information.
Know.
No. Yeah, you'll have to check your bill. It doesn't show us that.
All right, because I was wondering what to look for when.
You just look for the charge. That's all you need to look for. Is that $49.97?
Yeah, that's all I can do is look for the charge. All right, okay, hon. I thank you very much for your time.
You're definitely welcome.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right, you too. Thank you for having customer support. Have a great day as well.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.